Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. This is KK here speaking to you. And today, our topic of discussion is how to become a Division 1 / pro athlete. So you know, as kids, we all have this dream to become a doctor, a nurse, or a teacher, really. But for me, I wanted to be on the U.S. Women's National Team, like my idol, Alex Morgan. So, you know, getting older, still having that dream of mine to be able to play at that national level. But I thought, you know, you just try out and see if you make it or not. Well, that's only part of it. Really, there's actually a whole process to be at that professional athlete level. So today, I'm going to be telling you how to become a D1 / pro athlete for any sports, really. So, you know, when you're super passionate about a sport, you want to play in the big leagues, like play at that professional level or even national level. But before you get the jackpot, you gotta start small first, like maybe play in college. But unless you like get like recruited right after high school, then like take it. But besides the point, if you're trying to find the best college with the best sports program, then you should do this first step, which is proactively contact the coaching staff. This is probably one of the most crucial steps throughout this process. So what you want to do is to send out a personalized email to the coaching staff with your recruiting profile and send out some updates along the way. And if you're going to any college camps, what you want to do is send out an email beforehand so they can try to see you in person. And afterwards, follow up, because this may increase your chances to be recognized by the coach or coaches. So this next step is to attend the college camps. So when you do, it's like the best way to showcase your skill in front of the coaches, especially if you don't do tournaments or like don't compete in any event where the coaches may be scouting. So please attend the college camps, because that's one of the best ways to grab the coaches' attention. And like I said before, contacting the coaches beforehand and afterwards, it's like super beneficial, because especially afterwards, you can express how like your interest or any passion you have in the program. So please do that. And especially going to college camps, it's also a great way to see how you like the campus environment. So if you do, please attend college camps, like I said before. So step three of this process is to succeed academically. Yes, you heard me right, succeed academically. So your grades better be good, because if you want to get into the best school there is, especially a D1 school, because D1s, they don't want to take the best athlete with the lowest GPA. They want the best of the best. So your grades better be good, because D1 won't take you if your grades are really crappy. And not just that, because you're a student before an athlete. The term student athlete. And not just that. Because all D1 teams are measured by an APR. And what is an APR, you may ask? An APR is an academic progress rate. And this tracks academic progress of the student athletes on the team. So having good grades can look really good on your recruiting profile. So step four, this whole recruiting process, what you want to do is research. Yes, you heard me right, research. I know research may be boring, but hey, you got to do the research if you want to be in the best school there is. So research. So while you're doing research, ask some questions that you may have about the campus or any experience you may have, because you never know. And maybe do some digging on scholarship that you may offer and try to understand more, because I know I would. And then lastly, try to talk to like any other athletes that have been there before you and ask about their experience, because you never know, you may learn something. So the last and final step, which is step five, is to take in unofficial visits. Unofficial visits are actually a great way to see if the campus is the right fit and feel for you. And not just that, try to get a campus tour and go see the dorms and try to see if you can manage yourself living there throughout your college years. And not only is it a great opportunity to get the tour of the campus, but you can meet with the coaches.
But I would say there is a rule that you cannot make an unofficial visit with a school athletics department until August 1st of the athlete's junior year. In conclusion, everybody's recruiting journey is going to be different. And you may use these steps, or you may use a different step. Whatever. Do whatever you want. Because no matter what, college program is never going to be easy. But as long as you're determined to fight and pursue, give everything you got, this is probably going to be the most rewarding experience you ever have. So, good luck.